My name's Graham Walker, I'm digital editor, and I've got a very special guest with us today, and that's British blues rock guitarist Joanne Shaw Taylor, who's actually going to have a 14-day UK tour. It starts in Norwich November the 1st, goes right through to Bury St Edmunds on November the 20th, and along the way she's going to be stopping off at Sheffield City Hall, and that's on Sunday 2nd of November. So Joanne, can't wait to get you here. You've obviously got a new album you're going to tell us about as well. Can you tell us what will fans expect?
Yeah, basically we're touring to promote this album, so it's a good mixture really. We've just been doing some dates in Europe, and it's pretty much sort of quite a lot of material off the new album, The Dirty Truth, as well as some of my sort of favourites and fan favourites off the previous three studio albums.
Now, there's going to be a lot of, obviously, you've made a lot of noise in the last few years, but a lot of people are going to remember that big association with Dave Stewart in terms of, I think, he discovered you. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was about 16. I'd been gigging for a few years, and I did a charity show in aid of breast cancer in the in Birmingham area, and a friend of Dave's was there, and I'd done a little demo CD, and he passed it on to Dave, and he signed me to his then record label, The Artist Network, and I was signed to that for about 2 years. We never managed to do an album, unfortunately, but I worked a lot with Dave, and he sort of was instrumental in getting me started and out on the road, and it's just a great experience, really. I haven't seen him for about a year or two, because he hop-footed off to LA a little while ago, but no, we're still good friends, and we talk a lot, and, you know, I mean, we're very close, particularly in those days. He's almost like family, so we talk a lot.
And you know what, the other things that you went on to do, I just look at the CV, Best British Female Vocalist at the British Blues Awards in 2010 and 2011. How did it feel?
Yeah, that was a bit of a shocker. I'm still getting used to, you know, I mean, I really think of myself as a guitar player that sings, so, you know, to get that sort of award, that particularly that's voted for by fans, is obviously, you know, really, really nice present.
And round about that time as well, with Annie Lennox, I think you were invited to be a special guest at the Queen's Diamond Jubilee concert. What was that like?
Slightly nerve-wracking. Certainly wasn't anything I ever envisioned doing. I met Annie through, obviously, my relationship with Dave, and known her for some years, so it was wonderful that she thought of me and decided to ask me to perform it with her.
And then kind of slightly bringing things up to date, in September last month you released The Dirty Truth, which was your new studio album. Can you tell us about the album?
Yeah, we recorded at the beginning of the year with Jim Gaines in just south of Memphis, which is a producer that produced my first two albums. It's kind of a bit more of a stripped-back album, I suppose, for those of people who do know me. It's, you know, I wanted to kind of go back to my roots, essentially, a little bit. And it's 10 original tracks, and it's sort of a good mix of blues, rock, and soul, really. But as I say, it's a bit more stripped down than maybe the previous album, and yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Now, you know, a lot of people have said this, and I've got to raise the issue. You're a Brummie girl. What are you doing creating this great blues music? How does that happen?
Well, my dad played guitar and was a big blues fan, so that just kind of seeped in, really. I mean, I grew up in that kind of household where there was always, you know, always music on, and there was always guitars around the house. My brother played too, so, you know, it's just kind of what we did, really, as a family.
But you're bringing girl power right up front here and showing that it can be done. You're inspirational. Are you hoping that more girls will follow in your footsteps?
Well, I mean, firstly, that's nice of you to say. Yeah, I mean, it's something, I mean, I don't think too much about it, but, you know, certainly growing up playing guitar, I didn't have that many female role models, so, and there are more of us out there doing it now, so if, you know, if maybe young female aspiring guitar players maybe latch on to me a bit more, or see that, you know, that there's girls out there doing it, you know, that's really nice to think that, you know, might have a bit of influence there.
Well, you had, I'm not going to say a lucky break, but you had a great break with Dave Stewart, and obviously that opened up some doors for you. But any kids who are starting out, and, you know, say if there'll be people out there, girls out there, who are thinking, you know, I'm never going to make it in that industry, what advice could you give, and what's the best way forward these days?
Well, I think particularly for females, just, you know, don't think about it, really. I mean, I haven't tried to. I mean, people mention it enough, but as far as I'm concerned, just trying to be the best musician and guitar player, you know, singer that I can be, songwriter, and, you know, just just worry about being as good as you can, really, and working hard and practicing a lot, you know.
You've obviously got the big tour that that'll be on your mind now, but I know that you guys are always looking at what's coming next year and over the next few months. Have you got plans to record or go abroad? What's happening?
Well, as you say, we've got this big UK tour ahead of us, and then next year we kick off in the States. No, we're doing the Joe Bonamassa cruise and then some dates on our own, and I think we're back touring again in the UK shortly after that, maybe, or Europe. So basically just more dates, and I'm sure we'll think about doing another record next year.
You just mentioned Joe Bonamassa. I mean, he's ridiculous, isn't he? I mean, what a great talent. When you're actually working with people like that, does skills and things, talent brush off?
I hope it did. But certainly, I mean, you know, getting to work with that caliber of artist is certainly very inspiring. Just to see the way Joe, his work ethic, you know, particularly, I think is worth mentioning. He really is the hardest working guy in show business, I think. So it's hard not to make the connection between, obviously, success and how hard he, you know, how much effort he puts in.
And in terms of the tour and all the dates that you've got playing, obviously a date that's very keen to us is the one that you're going to be playing in Sheffield. Have you been here before? Have you got any special memories?
Actually, I've been spending a lot of time in Sheffield. I started my own record label this year with my manager, who's based out of Sheffield. So it's kind of a second home for me now. So I think we played there before. I think we played The Plug a few years ago. So, no, I love that. You know, it's a great city. It's kind of like a town, really. It's like a really nice town. So, you know, looking forward to getting there and playing.
So have you still got the record label? Are you still based here?
Yes, we just started it this year for this album, so I've been spending a lot of time there this year.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's going to be an homecoming concert then, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right, well, listen, I'm just going to remind everybody again that Joanne Shaw-Taylor is going to be playing at Sheffield City Hall on Sunday, the 2nd of November. I think the show starts around about 7:30. But it's only one of 14 dates. We're going to be playing from November the 1st to November the 20th. So all the details will be on our websites. Looking forward to seeing you. And good luck with the concert.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much.